Okay, new season will start. The dinim of go away from Hilchos Shabbos a little bit. We're learning the dinim of Kibud Av V'Em, honoring your father and mother. Where are the boys? Okay, listen. You have to honor your father and mother. Now, in the Torah, it says, Kabed et Sevicha V'Asimecha, to honor your father and mother. And another pasuk says, "Kabed Hashem Mehincha," you should honor Hashem with your money. So the Gemara says the Torah likens respecting parents to respecting Hashem. It also says, "Ish imei va'aviv tiro," you have to fear your parents, and we'll explain what that means soon. And it says, "It's Hashem Elokecha tiro." So again, the Torah likens fear of parents to fear of Hashem. Now, therefore, just like we're obligated in respecting Hashem, honoring Hashem, and the Gemara explains why. Because Gimel Shutfim Ba'odam. The Gemara says there's three partners in the creation of a baby. Father, mother, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, who gives the Neshama. Therefore, you have an obligation to respect all the ones that made you. Now, even though it's understood that of the three partners, Hashem is the main one, because without Hashem, there's no baby. Nevertheless, why do you have to honor the parents? It's like Chassidus explains, what's really Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, Poskim. L'cheira, and the reason was called Shituf, where people made a partnership that's God and other partners in creation, so they would worship the sun. So initially, they didn't not worship Hashem. They worshiped Hashem. But they said, look, the sun gives us light, the sun gives us warmth, the sun makes things grow. We should also honor the sun. Now, for a Jew, that's forbidden to believe in, because the Jew has to believe that the sun has no choice of its own, he has no free choice. It's like the microphone in the hand of the speaker, the axe in the hand of the chopper, the wood chopper, that you don't say thank you to the axe, because the axe had no say in the matter. The axe didn't have free choice. But parents, it says, in Chassidus said in Halacha, why do you have to honor L'Chedet? They're just vehicles for Hashem's blessing of a baby, because they had the free choice to have you or not to have you. So therefore, halachically, you have to have total respect for the parents. Now, one of the definitions of respect of parents is you're not allowed to call them by their first name. Many times you call parents today, the kids call the parents by their first name. It's probably biblically forbidden to call parents by their first name, unless if you add a title to it. Like you say, Avi, or the Gemara says, there was an Amida called Chalafta. And he used to quote his father, he said, Abba Chalafta, my father Chalafta. So that was allowed, because he added a title to it, but he just didn't call his father by the name of Chalafta. And it goes, in fact, in our opinions in Halacha, but we don't pass on like that, that even if you add a title, you're not allowed to do it, but, okay, the Halacha is you're allowed to do it. Okay, next. And the Gemara says, at the time, the people honor their father and mother, so Hashem says, I consider it as if you honored me, and therefore I'm part of the equation. So therefore, it's a very important mitzvah of honoring parents. In fact, there's a very strange Gemara, so to speak. Rabbi Yechanan, the famous Rabbi Yechanan of the Gemara says, his father died before he was born, and his mother died in childbirth when he was born. So he basically never had a father and mother. And he was raised to become the famous Rabbi Yechanan. But the Gemara says in Kedushin that Rabbi Yechanan said, fortunate is ones that don't have parents. Why? Because if you have parents, you'll never be able to do the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em properly. The Gemara says in Kedushin, the Gemara brings on a bunch of stories, but Rab Tarfon, when he heard his mother coming, he put his hands under her feet that she shouldn't walk on the stones of the road. There's so many stories, and the Gemara says, Rav Yosef, all the great things that they did for their parents, and they said to the Chacham, said to them, don't brag, you didn't even do a part of what you're supposed to do to honor them. Okay, so that's the din of Kibbutz Av V'Aim. Now, yes. Who,
Rabbi Yechon? Yeah, he got sick because they said, oh, how great is he that he does such amazing Kibbutz Av V'Aim.
Not Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon didn't have parents.
Who was it that you said kept
his... Tarfin.
So Tarfin got sick, so they said...
I understand, but the Gemara brings out as a story of how much he did honoring parents, and you still didn't do enough of the mitzvah.
Okay, if there's an issue between honoring a parent and Shalom Bayit, which one should one take?
We'll learn those dinim, but it's clear Shalom Bayis comes first. Shalom Bayis comes before the mitzvah of Kibbutz Av V'Aim. Okay, but again, the details of that din, that's the din. We'll discuss the details as we go on. Now, what does fearing parents mean? Doesn't mean you're afraid they're going to smack you, because maybe little kids, but not anymore. But adults, what's the concept of meira? So it says, you're not allowed to stand in the place which is designated for them. You're not allowed to sit in their chair which is designated for them. Like if they have a set chair in the house, you're not allowed to sit in that chair. That's lacking the fear and respect of the parents. You're not allowed to contradict them. You're not allowed to say, yeah, like if your parents are arguing with somebody and you come along and say, yeah, my parent is right. That's also halachically forbidden to do. In fact, the Gemara tells a story that the Goy, Damar ben Nesina, the Gemara says, you learn Kibbutz Av V'Aim from a Goy. But the Gemara says that even if a guy is sitting at the head of a massive banquet, he's the honoree of a banquet where all dignitaries come, and his mother comes into the room and smacks him in the face and rips off his garment and spits in his face and does everything, you're not allowed to say a word. And the Gemara tells a story about Damar ben Nesina, and the Poskim write, the fact that the Gemara tells that story with Damar ben Nesina is telling us a halacha. Like he says, if the son is dressed up and he's sitting at the head of the congregation, his father and mother come, they rip at the garments, they hit him on the head, they spit in his face, you're not allowed to get angry. You're not allowed to scream at them. You're not allowed to just leave it. Be quiet. But, by the way, if they damaged your money, you're allowed to take them to a din Torah later that they should pay for it. In other words, halachically, you're allowed to take a parent to a din Torah if they damaged your goods. You're allowed to take them to a din Torah. Okay, now the question is like this. So everything's brought down in halacha. A parent comes to a child's house for Shabbos. Okay? So now, where should the son sit and where should the father sit? It's in the son's house, not in the father's house. Okay, so the fact is that even though halacha says that because it's the son's house, the son's allowed to sit at the head and the father can sit on the side, but the pasuk can bring down, the minhag is not like that. That if the father comes to the son's house, the father sits at the head of the table. Even though halachically, because it's the son's house, he doesn't have to. The son could sit in his regular seat and the father could sit on the side next to him. Now, especially if the father doesn't care. The father doesn't care, and there's another interesting shaila we'll learn. It also has to do with Shalom Bayis a little bit. The wife has her in-laws in the house. No, I'm sorry. Her parents are in the house. In her so it's the husband, wife, and her parents. Okay? Now the shaila in halacha is, who should she serve first? Her father or the husband? It's also a shaila halacha, right? What do you do? The mother, the wife has her parents over. They're all sitting by the table. She only has one hand to serve at a time, let's say. Should she serve her husband first, or should she serve her father first? So halachically, the husband comes first. Because once a woman is married, she doesn't have the same status of obligation of father and mother because the husband comes first. So halachically, bottom line, is she should serve her husband first. If the husband has any brains, if the husband has any brains, he should tell his wife to serve her father first out of respect for his father-in-law. But let's say they're in a fight. Bottom line, the lady asks a shayla in halacha, who do I serve first, my husband or my father? The halacha is you serve the husband first. And again, but this in halachic seichel of morals and that, the husband should tell the wife to serve her father first. And then that's what she.
What about if both in-laws are in, both sets of parents, whoever is older?
You mean who should she serve first? No, let me ask you another question. If the son's parents are in the house,
right. Should
the wife serve his parents first or the husband first? Before we talk about her in-law. No, I'm saying before we're done, her father. Now we're talking the son's parents are coming to the son's house. Should the wife serve her husband first or the husband's?
Why is the wife serving? The husband's serving.
Who said that?
I don't know who he is. So again, the truth is, halachically, she should serve her husband first. Her obligation is first the husband. But if there's, again, the husband should have seichel to say, serve my father first, or my mother first, whatever. I mean, that's, but again, bottom line, halacha, the wife has first obligation to the husband.
And if both sets of parents are in?
Then she should serve his parents first, and then her parents. Because out of respect to her husband. Now, there's a din later we'll learn. It's a very interesting din. What happens if your father tells you to do one thing and your mother tells you to do another thing? And it's not against, none of them are against Torah. Okay? So the din is that you have to listen to the father, not the mother. There are exceptions to the rule, but again, as we go on in the days, we're going to learn the details. Halachically, because the wife also has to listen to the husband, and therefore, you listen to the husband first. Now, if the parents are divorced, so then there's no wife bound to the husband, so then you listen to the one you want. That's what it says in halacha. But now there's an interesting din. If your grandfather tells you to do one thing, and your son tells you to do something else, so l'chaira, the son also has to listen to the father. So maybe the grandson should listen to the grandfather rather than listening to the father. But the halacha is no. If your grandparents tell you one thing and your parents tell you something else, you listen to your parents. It's a clear din in Shulchan Aruch. You listen to your parents and then to your grandparents. If they're not agreeing on the same thing. What? That's the halacha. What can I tell you? Okay.